Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daniel A. Nelson Podcast Show. This is the place where we play and talk about the music you love. Today, I am just checking in on your progression or your progress for the year. I know earlier this year, I did a podcast about setting goals, whether it be long-term goals, short-term goals, and whatever you may consider a long-term goal or short-term goal. I know some people have set some goals. In 3 months, they want to be at a certain place in their music, as far as their vocals or their playing ability. Some people have set goals for the next 18 months. But whatever it might be. Also, maybe even reading a book, for instance. As a matter of fact, I've bought a few music books that I've been reading, and there's this one particular book that I picked up by, by Scott Ashley on how to write better songs. I figured I would check this book out because as a musician, and some musicians might agree with me on this, sometimes we kind of get into a musical rut or slump, and stuff starts sounding the same or whatever the case may be. But I found this book very interesting. I am not, this guy's not paying me to talk about his book, but there were some interesting chapters in this book. You know, it talks about how to write a killer hook, how to write better verses, tips for writing a song bridge, or secret to writing a great chorus. I mean, it's a very interesting book. Like I said, I'm not getting paid to endorse this book, but this is something that you might want to pick up, How to Write Better Songs by Scott Ashley. You can probably find it on Amazon. So, if you've made any short-term goals, you need to get moving. Don't stay stagnant, all right? You might want to ask this question to yourself. For those who are playing in bands or, you know, doing a solo act or whatever the case may be, and this could apply to any other job you have, for that matter. How is your character shaping up? Now, when I mention character, I am not referring to you saying I'm a person of integrity, but I'm referring to your actions. I read this book by John Maxwell, and I like this one quote that he has. It's John Maxwell said, "Talent is a gift, but character is a choice. We don't get to pick our talent or IQs, but we do choose our character." So that's one thing that you want to really work on. It is a choice. All right? You want to ask yourself, and it's not too late, have you met any new friends? And if so, have you become a liability or an asset to the friends or to your bands or whatever job that you have? That's the worst thing you can do, is be a liability. You always want to be an asset. My parents taught me that years ago, and I'm so grateful that they taught me that, because anything I do, I want to be an asset. If I can't add to the band or add to my church band, then I really shouldn't be in that position. Are you establishing a good reputation? That's another question you might want to ask yourself. You know, I have known of people who are multi-talented, but their reputation precedes them, and it's hard for them to even keep a job. All right? And I'll be honest with you, I'm not only talking about musicians and singers, but that applies across the board. So those are some of the things that you really want to just check yourself. Now, if you follow my show, you hear me say, as a matter of fact, you hear me say, well, actually, many of my guests speaks about character and reputation. And I like this quote that Bishop Jones spoke of, Bishop Noel Jones. He says, your talent will get you there and your character will keep you there. So to my musician friends and associates, those who know me, I hate to admit this, but I do have a problem. I'm a YouTube junkie. So I have subscribed to a lot of great musicians. And there are some things I have purchased, you know, as far as different lessons and things of this nature. But I want to recommend a few of them. And again, these guys are not paying me to endorse their channels or anything like that. But I like what these guys have to offer. So the first one is skilled musician, Corey Taylor. Skilled musician, Corey Taylor. Most of you probably heard of him, but if not, you want to check this guy out. He's really good. The second one is Pretty Simple Music. I believe it's K. Connolly. I need to check that out and make sure I'm saying his name right. The third one is Sean Wilson Piano. And this guy, my goodness, he is phenomenal. I mean, excellent keyboard player. And then there's a lot more, you know, you can subscribe to. But I like those three. Now, my reason for choosing or subscribing to those gentlemen, because they seem to be approachable. And that's what I love about them. Like I said, I don't know any of those guys personally. There's another one I failed to leave him out. Daquan Bolton. I believe it's Bolton or Bowens, one of the two. I hope I'm saying his name right. But that's another guy that's really good. So that's something that you want to do. And the thing is, you don't want to stay stagnant. My mom used to tell me, if you stop learning, you might as well stop living. And I hold true to that statement, because I think it's been said that we only use, 10% of the brain or something like that. So there's a lot of things we need to learn. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a gentleman, and he commended me on something. And he said, wow, you like a walking jukebox. Man, you know a lot of songs. And, you know, I was really nice. I said, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I said, but can you imagine how many songs I don't know? So what I'm getting at is there's always room for improvement. And there's always more room to learn more. So, but before I close this show, like I said, it's going to be a short podcast this time. But before I close the show, I want to say to you guys, never be afraid to fail. If you never fail, that means you never tried. Okay? I read this book by Richard Cross. Let me get his quote. See, he says, this book is by Richard Cross. And his quote was, "Without failure, no one is ever successful in life. Don't stop making the effort. Keep going. A failure should never stop you from achieving your ultimate dreams and goal." All right. So with that, I want to say blessings to you guys. Please shoot for your goals. Work at it every day. Chisel it every day, whether it be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour, because I know everybody's schedule is different. But shoot for it. And I tell you this much, whenever I accomplish something, it makes me feel better. For those who follow not only this podcast, but follow me on Spotify or Amazon with my music, I am blessed to play in two great bands. I'm a minister of music at my church, but there's something about when I'm just sitting in my little home studio writing my own music and presenting it to the world. It just feels so good, because that's just my musical expression going out to the world, letting you know how I feel, and I'm expressing it to you guys. So, again, blessings to you. I appreciate you. Keep supporting me. And my next podcast, I'll be back with some more guests. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be interviewing some of my past guests and see how their progression is coming along in their musical endeavors. All right, be blessed. Stay safe.